Sheriff Mike Chitwood with us. Of course, Daytona Beach put their curfew in place, and then of course the statewide stay at home order comes through. So I know there's a lot of push and pull that's going on with areas that you cover. If you could change anything right now, just you personally, for the things that you see and things you encounter, what measure would you put in place that would make things easier?
Let's back up. Daytona Beach's curfew was repealed yesterday.
Gotcha.
Because it conflicted with the governor's 24. So there is no curfew. If the governor has a curfew, I mean, it's safer at home. You're supposed to be at home 24 hours a day unless you're going to have to do essential needs. If I could wave a magic wand, I think I would have the nation go back maybe to January and the government start ramping up what's coming our way.
Yeah.
Because I think we were completely, this is like a prize fight, and the first couple of rounds of going to the coronavirus, and it has shaken us, it has knocked us back on our heels, and now I think we're starting to get our sea legs under us. But, you know, again, I think South Florida's big infection came from the Super Bowl. Nobody saw that coming. You know, who knows what spring break and Biketoberfest have yet to sow the seeds here yet, because this thing takes 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks before we're seeing anything. So I think if I could wave the magic wand, it would go back in time, and all of us be more prepared for what was coming our way.
Did you, how did you feel the back end of the, again, you, just your personal feelings about the back end of Bike Week being handled, the way that things went down? Were you okay with the way that the dispersal of people and the way that the congregating was handled in that measure?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the event was how many days old when that order came down? It was 9 days. We were 9 days into a 10-day event.
Right.
I mean, I thought that, you know, it was a little late to say, hey, let's all shut it down. So, again, I don't think anybody really realized the magnitude of what was coming at us. You know, myself included. I certainly didn't. Fortunately, you know, I have a great staff and work with a great group of people. We were ahead of the curve when we saw it coming, but I don't think a lot of people understood it. Now, when you look at New York and you look at what's going on in South Florida and you look at California, and you kind of said to yourself, holy cow, this thing is real.
Yeah, when you see those numbers in other states, and obviously you prefer not to become mentioned in the same sentence as some of those huge numbers, but as you said, it's that curve is still inclining, and like a damn roller coaster, hopefully we'll get to the backside of it a lot faster. We appreciate your time. I know you got a lot going on. I know that you have done a lot for community. We want to thank you for being a part of that positive message that's out there. You delivering pizzas and you taking care of people and going to, you know, just taking your personal time to go out there. It's refreshing to see that, man.
Hey, it's a team effort. I get the press for it, but I can tell you, you know, one of my deputies the other day arranged a drive-by deputy parade for an 11-year-old whose birthday party was canceled, and he set this all up.
Cool.
And we had motorcycles and all kind of stuff. You know, I have another deputy that spent the entire shift. A woman was pickpocketed of $100. Now, all that's going on, he spent his entire shift tracking down the perpetrator and recovering the $100 bill.
Wow.
You're not going to read that. You're not going to read that in the paper, but that's what's going on in our county. And, you know, you guys are a part of it. Everybody's, I'm impressed with that. You know, of all the negative, how close I think our county's getting with everybody unifying around one another and saying, hey, we got to stick together and fight this.
Do you have any words of encouragement as the Volusia County Sheriff to everyone out there listening right now?
I do. And if you don't, I'm going to try this out on you guys. My public information officer says not to do this, but I want to do this. This is a test. The coronavirus is a test of the American character. And I was watching an old movie the other night called The Wind and the Lion, and the guy playing President Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, uses this metaphor. He talks about the American character being much like the American grizzly bear, in the fact that the American character and the grizzly bear show strength, ferocity, and intelligence. At times, a little reckless, at times a little blind, but never doubt the courageousness of the nation. And I think that's what you need right now. It's not the time for panic. It's not the time for fear. It's a time to be courageous and have common sense.
Yeah, well, you know what? And leadership starts it, man. Leadership starts it, and you're doing it right. We appreciate you, what you're doing, obviously, in other forms. And we see you out there in the community doing your sheriff duties. We appreciate you letting us get the informal side of you a little bit and taking some time. And let's catch up in a few weeks, and hopefully we'll have some more positive news to report as well.
Well, you know, they had to stop my training for our next water slide. You know, I was training heavy right. for this thing. I wasn't coming down the steps at all, and now that's interrupted.
I mean, let's face it. Between Welcome to Rockville and then WrestleMania getting canceled, the next big event was going to be the rematch between Intern Steve and the Sheriff on the water slide over there at Daytona Lagoon. So, we'll when it happens, we'll probably make the tickets free this time so everybody can come and watch.
Well, listen, is Hasbro Company still in business? Because I'm thinking of getting one of those slip and slides.
You see, I built one of those in my backyard, and I've been practicing.
Oh, okay. Well, give the sheriff your address, Steve, and he'll only use it for that, I'm sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Sheriff Mike Chitwood, we appreciate you so much, man. Be careful out there, and thanks so much for the words of positivity and encouragement.
All right, you guys, keep it up. Talk to you later.
Stay safe.
Thanks.